Pete studied me for a long time, and all at once I could see respect and admiration in those cat eyes, which usually expressed only cunning, sneakiness, arrogance, and the kind of smug self-satisfaction that makes cats so hard to bear. This cat had met his match in all categories. It was written all over his face.
You drive a hard bargain, Hanky.
When you're holding aces, Pete, you bet the limit. You know that. I know that. Everyone in this crazy business knows that. Now, what'll it be? Stay or fold?
I'll take it.
I could hardly believe my ears. He had just agreed to trade me a piece of steak fat and a T-bone for two corn cobs? I studied his face again, especially the eyes. The eyes tell it all, don't you know? His had that shifty look again, and my cowdog instincts told me to go slow. Not so fast, cat. We'll need to take this up in executive session. Drover and I went off to the side again. Drover was jumping up and down as if he had little springs on all 4 feet.
Boy, you sure put it to him, Hank. I didn't think he'd ever go for it, but you sure put one over on him this time.
Be quiet a minute. Let me think. Drover quit hopping around and stared at me.
What's there to think about?
Can you see what he's doing, Drover?
Yeah, he's getting skinned.
I thought so, too, at first. But there's a pattern in all this, and at last I figured out what he's up to. Why would he trade good steak scraps for two worthless corn cobs?
I don't know, and I don't care. Let's eat. I'm starved.
Not so fast. You're walking right into his trap. The truth is that those corn cobs are priceless, and Pete will stop at nothing to get his hands on them. I would guess that they're worth their weight in diamonds and rubies.
But who wants to eat diamonds and rubies?
Exactly. We'd be fools to try, and we'd be bigger fools to trade priceless corn cobs for a miserable pile of steak scraps. Drover, if you agree, I'm going to pull out of this negotiation.
Oh, good, because I don't agree.
You're sure about that?
Absolutely sure.
In that case, I have no choice but to pull rank and disqualify your vote. If you insist on stinking with your stomach, thinking with your stomach, that is, then you must expect to lose some of your privileges. But remember, Drover, I'm doing this for your own good.
Oh, well, that's a different matter. I thought maybe you just made a dumb mistake.
Almost, Drover. I almost traded away our fortune, which would have ranked as the dumbest mistake of the year. But our fortune is safe. We have managed to snatch defeat out of the jaws of tragedy, so to speak.
Well, that's a relief.
Indeed it is. Now all we have to do is break the bad news to Pete. I'll do the talking. If he puts up a struggle, we'll go into a code 3. You got that?
I think so. Let's see. A code 3's between code 2 and code 4.
We don't have a code 4.
Oh, yeah.
Just stay behind me if something breaks loose, and don't get hurt. Let's move out.